Der Rosenkavalier is Richard Strauss and Hugo von Hofmannsthal's lush romance of love and marriage in the minor Viennese nobility. The music, both vocal and instrumental, conducted by David Efron, is lush. The costumes by Linda Pisano are vibrant, with shapes and colors often lush. William Forrester's set design is a bit restrained, but still lush in spots. Vincent Liotta's direction also partakes of restraint, but whenever the story warrants, he fills the stage in a lush way. Der Rosenkavalier's villain, or perhaps buffoon, Baron Ox, sung as if he's been doing it all his life by guest Pavel Itzdebski, seems eager enough for a drink from time to time, so perhaps he was a lush. But really, this is carrying a single word a bit too far. The IU Opera Theater's production of the opera is very well conceived, artfully executed, and a delightful major undertaking. Throughout the evening, Richard Strauss's music simply flows. The daunting musical challenges for both the orchestra and the singers all met with aplomb. Forward propulsion, even in the quieter, more intimate moments, was always the rule. The story has the same quality, as there are few set pieces, and even those were very much a part of the continuous story lines. Der Rosenkavalier is a comedy with funny moments, but there's a bit of a serious underpinning. It's the story of love from an older woman for a younger man, and of the coarse attachment of an older man for a younger woman. If this were a typical comedy, the older woman and the older man, and the younger woman and the younger man, would sort themselves out for mutually satisfying, age-appropriate coupling. It doesn't happen here. The young couple does get together, embracing. The frustrated older man departs, running, with a crowd of bill-waving creditors pursuing. The older woman departs alone, but walking in a masterful fashion, with all her dignity intact. Der Rosenkavalier is a comedy, but an adult one. Saturday night's Marshalin, the wise older woman, was played by IU grad Heather Youngquist. A pleasure to watch. She was always vocally secure, and the transition from the joyful and amused woman in love bedding a young man in the first act, and the wise, more thoughtful, and very much in command older woman giving him up in the third was very skillfully handled. Sarah Baumann, as the Marshalin's love, Octavian, sang well and was both amusing and sympathetic as a girl playing a boy, playing a girl, torn between first love and past affection. Her equal was Evelyn Nelson, the young girl committed to the buffoonish Baron, but smitten by Octavia. Nathaniel Olson, as the girl's father, and Krista Ruiz, as her duenna, nicely filled their parts, as did Lorenzo Garcia and Emily Smokovich, as a couple of scheming gossip mongers. Final performances of the IU Opera Theater's production of Der Rosenkavalier take place this Friday and Saturday. It's an hour earlier than usual at 7. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.